Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Rain. 39 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 40 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Rain. 41 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 41 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Fog. 42 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 41 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Rain. 40 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Updated weather. Wind advisory. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Wind advisory. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Wind advisory. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Wind advisory. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Wind advisory. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Wind advisory. Connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Wind advisory. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network.
CEO is sponsoring.
Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. WHCMN repeater Flint. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Wind advisory. WHCMN repeater Flint. You're connected to CMN Network. Wind advisory. WHCMN repeater Flint. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Snow. 33 degrees. Wind advisory. WHCMN repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is KFASQN listening.
Wind advisory.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Duck November listening.
KFASQN from NHAP. Hey, what?
AJP, we are, this is KFAF2 and Wyatt from Emerald City. Is your name Joe, I believe?
Yes, sir, it is. Joe, Juliet Oscar November. I'll shoot you an email back in a little bit, but I heard you call out, so I figured I'd come on and say hi.
Well, yeah, hello. I don't believe we've talked before on the air, or at least on this repeater, I don't think, but I also want to say thank you so much for that radio and antenna stuff. I really appreciate that, like, a lot. Like, I'm at a loss for words, because that was, yeah, really nice of you.
Oh, it's not a problem, sir. I have, I've gotten plenty of things from people over the years that helped me out with stuff, especially when I was younger, so I'm happy to pay it forward.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you a lot. That 87.78, I believe, that's like my dream radio. Since you didn't know, yeah, that was like the radio I always wanted ever since my solid 3 weeks of having my license. Or even before, I always wanted that Anytona 7.78. And that beast antenna, that is freaking awesome. I did some research on the radio and the antenna, and yeah, those are really awesome platforms I've heard, and yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course, no problem. Yeah, that's the exact setup that I was using for my base, the 778 and the same antenna, but I upgraded to a 578 DMR Anytone, so I have two of those radios, so I don't need them both, so I'm happy. I actually heard it, hearing you talking to somebody saying that was the radio that you wanted, so I think it'll go to a good home, so I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, I believe it, I forgot his name. But yeah, I think I talked to him on the KFBI system. KFASQ, I think, yeah. But yeah, I'm super excited to get that radio from you. I'm really happy. My setup right now, I'm actually at my desk. I have like my emergency setup. My emergency kit, you could say. I got my handheld right now. My QRZ-1 for like short range stuff, and then a DeWalt power tool battery. You plug it into this like thing, and it provides like power and stuff. But yeah, I can't wait to get that. That's gonna be a really good addition to my setup. I'm gonna be really happy about that.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, those little power inverters are a nice handy little thing to have around. I'm going to give you two, a regular, it's not a Meanwell power supply, but it's kind of like a knockoff, but it's the one that I've been using the whole time with that radio, and it's worked really well for me. So, you know, another one of those things I don't need, so I'm going to pass it on to you as well. But, I'll have to check and see what I got going on this weekend. And I'm going to email you back. I'll put my phone number in there. If you want to have your parents, give me a call. And then, we can figure something out. I just got to check with my wife and see what's going on this weekend. I can't promise anything, but I can try and get to you.
Hi, Roger. Yeah. I told my parents about that. I don't know if you see my email right now, but say it's in work. Going to Emily City or something like that. I talked to my mom and dad, and I don't know if you know, there's like a TSC, Tractor Supply, up in Emily City. I think it's by, no, it's not, no, trust me, I'm not, but it's, I think it's I-69 or M something, but It's kind of bad. I forgot which road that was. But we got a TSC by there. And that's where I said, if that's okay with you and stuff, we can, my mom and dad and I can meet up.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I think it's I-69 and Emily City Road is probably where that's at. I don't think there's a whole lot going on in Emily City, so I imagine that's where it's got to be by. But yeah, that's fine. If, as long as I got nothing going on, I'm thinking maybe someday I'll try and convince my my kids to see if they want to go for a ride with me. And yeah, that's fine. I have no issue with that. But like I said, I'll send you a response email with my phone number in there. So that way we can touch base with your parents and make it hopefully make it work out this weekend.
Yeah, Roger, that'd be really nice. Yeah, I'll give my parents your phone number, so yeah, you guys can figure things out. But yeah, well, I seen the range on it. Well, how I place it, I'm thinking of placing that beak antenna on my like roof of my house, so I can get into the KFBI. If I can do it, I can get it clear with that bottle thing handheld. It's a 10-watt radio with a 3-foot tape on it, but yeah, that's awesome. That's, again, really nice to you. I don't know if you heard me talking on the KFBI, but it was like a lot of things happening at once because on the East Coast Reflector, I was playing basketball and got this email and basically, his name is John. He was sending me a UHF roll-up antenna. I've never heard of him, but that was really unexpected. I was really happy about that. And then Brian messaged me about you wanting to give me that radio, and it was like a lot of events happening. I'm really happy.
Yeah, I saw Brian last night at the meeting. He told me that he was going to email you. So I'm glad he did that, and I'm glad it got to Tim and got to me. So, you know, worked out right. It's meant to happen kind of thing, you know, I think. So I think it's pretty cool. But I am at where I need to be, so I'm going to have to let you go. And I'll pay 7-3 to you. And, yeah, I will get that number to you and see if we can make it happen.
Hi, Roger. Sounds like a plan. 7-3 to you. You have a good rest of your day. And thank you. I appreciate it a ton. And, yeah, you have a good rest of your day. And 7-3 to you. KF8-FQN clear.
KF8-FQN from NAVKP. Good talking to you, Wyatt. I'll keep in touch. 7-3.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Wind advisory. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
N8WCB. Hey, Lightning. N8WCB. K8 Lightning.
K8YU, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Certainly the weather sure changed. Certainly it had some winds and definitely feels a lot colder out there. How was the temperature at work today?
If I could get people to answer the phone, it would be great, but I'll bet that it wasn't bad. How was your day?
Yeah, that could be a problem. You gotta have people hands to grab the phones, and willing hands at that. Hopefully encourage these people to be a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more initiative there to grab the phones. That helps out a lot. But we're doing pretty good here. Had to run up to the store and get some medicine. But other than that, just working in my den here, my desk lamp, the light, the switch is a short in it, so I'm trying to kind of switch things around and kind of bobbling things around a little bit, but we'll get things in place. Other than that, we're doing pretty good.
I'm glad you had a good day. Got a good recommendation on a light, a good desk light. I'll have to send it your way, but I've got one for my desk, and in fact, it was good enough. I ended up buying one for Leo's desk, so we both have one for our desk, and it's nice. I like it.
I'm definitely open to recommendations there. You know, if you can get around to it or remember, that would be great. These old lights we're using up here, I think they're about as old as how long we've lived in this house. I think they're about 17 years old. It's about time probably they're put up in the garbage there. So yeah, that would be appreciated. Thanks.
Yeah, not a problem. You know, we just replaced a living room light, wanting another stand light, so we ended up buying one over at Meijer for a decent price, and it was on clearance or something like that. Bought that. You guys wouldn't happen to want another TV, would you?
I'm not sure. I mean, I know we still have that other one upstairs here that you've given us originally. The one that's downstairs now is working pretty good. If you can't find a home for it, I guess we could find a spot for it there. I don't know whether you guys just want that smaller TV back. For the kids' rooms or, you know, for the girls' room or something like that.
So Leo ended up finding a really good deal on a TV, and so we ended up getting the TV for the room, and so we have an extra TV that just sits there. It's a bigger TV, so... You guys want a big TV, another flat screen TV, you're welcome to it.
Let me talk to Mom and see. We've talked about perhaps putting a, Well, you know, when we moved in here, then we had two TVs. We had one downstairs and one up here. And, of course, the switch from analog to digital took place that pretty much took out that other TV, but so we've never replaced it. But I don't know. We talked about getting like a Roku up here and or a Fire Stick and using it. So let me ask her. And but you know, if you can find somebody else, that's great. Otherwise, that would be pretty cool. Let me talk to Mom. With that idea, that would obviously kill two birds with one stone. And so instead of having, you know, to buy a Roku, we could get a remote for it that we could program. But that might be kind of interesting. Like I said, it sounds interesting. But let me confer with the boss on that one. No rush. It's tucked away. So, you know, if you guys decide that if you want it, great. And if not, it's all good. No pressure, no rush. Let us know. And you guys can do that call you need and throw it out in the garage there, Dad. Digital antenna. Catch a game or something like that if they play it on analog. And it could be CB. That's a good idea. They could do that. Or have it outside there and watch it outside on the deck or something instead of putting an antenna that way. There's such possibilities, but we'll see what comes up here. But I appreciate you thinking of us there. Thanks. Appreciate the offer on that. Yeah, no, it's not a problem. It's nice to have a TV in the bedroom there. Just kind of sit back and watch a movie or something like that. Popcorn and whatnot. Kind of sit back, relax instead. Now we have to fall asleep. You can't fall asleep in the series. You fall asleep in bed.
That's it. That's it. Danger, you know. What we say, fall asleep downstairs or fall asleep and then having to climb up the stairs and, be kind of awake, but having to pay attention going up the stairs and that. Like I say, it's kind of something we've kind of pondered about for a little bit. So it might be kind of cool to entertain that idea again.
Yeah, for sure.
You're doubling down, I guess, down to one remote instead of having to fumble around with two, and you lose one, and that gets kind of frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Yes, I did. That's kind of neat. I think they put a lot of thought into those uniforms. I was wondering whether they would ever, you know, I know they've always, you know, the classic uniform at home, and I'm glad they've never, you know, tampered a whole lot with it. Pretty much have kept it pretty standard on the road through the years, and but it's nice to have the alternate, and the alternate is not far off from, except that the color is, it looks like it's very, very well done. I like it. How about you?
Yeah, I like it too. I think it's well thought out. I'm actually kind of surprised with Detroit. Traditional on their uniforms and kind of close to original. So for them to the Tigers to have an alternate uniform, it's like, all right, it's a little different, but well thought out.
Connected to CMN Network. WHCMS.
Roger that. Yeah, like, you know, it's like the articles that I've read, you know, they've taken the time and they've gotten some input from a lot of different sources. And, you know, it's better than just throwing together something. I know that, you know, some of the designs, some of the things that have been done through the years, even to some of the other teams, through the years, a lot of people, it seems like it comes back around to, you know, what they originally had it at. And I think the Tigers and the Yankees are the only ones that haven't had an alternate uniform like that. So, again, it kind of brings us up to date a little bit, and it's good for merchandising and such, but I think it's a nice addition there to what they have. You still have the classic of the home uniforms, but yet, again, it stays along that line. It uses the color scheme of the team.
Yeah, for sure, it does. And, it's like, you know, that pretty much here was, they had, like, the orange and blue belt or,
Well, I know during the 70s and I think early 80s, they had elastic waistbands that they had. A lot of it was prevalent on a lot of the other teams. The Tigers' road uniforms were like that. That had the orange and blue waistbands there on them. And I think that started. I want to say 72, and I want to say it's you know they got rid of the waistbands like that. But the orange, blue, gray color that they used on the road uniforms have kind of remained through the years.
W8FQ.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, who that? It's a little light.
John, how's it going today? NAWCB.
Yeah,
David, you still there? K8YNU, NAW.
Weed advisory. WHCMN repeater Flint.
Yes, I'll let you go there, David. Good talking with you tonight. You've had a long day. I mean, with the meeting last night, getting up at 3 in the morning, you definitely are tired. We'll let you head on in and get warm and relax and enjoy some dinner, enjoy the family tonight, but get some rest as well. 73s and 80s, you and the family, good talking with you, and we'll talk to you again soon. And 73, see you, Sean, also. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Come on, please, tonight. 73.
KD8IWS, testing.
KF8FSQ, I hear you loud and clear, IWS.
Very good. Yeah, I just hooked up a radio on a temporary antenna. Do I have bacon frying on?
I don't hear any bacon fry. It sounds like you might have some water running in the background, but it's not noticeable over your voice.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Yeah. I'll. I got to work on my antenna a little bit, but I appreciate the signal report there. I'm not very far from the repeater. I'm just downtown Fenton, so. At least it's working. That's the good news.
Yeah, no problem. I was actually about to hop on and ask for a radio check too. I'm all the way out here on Denton Hill towards Heartland. How are you hearing me?
You are full quieting into the repeater. Yep, absolutely full quieting, clear. Good audio, good voice. Station, come on back again.
KFABB, I'm just off the phone. Just listening, you guys sounded really good.
Very good. All right, thank you for the report. You were cutting in out just a little bit, but appreciate your feedback there. And the other station in Heartland, are you still in there?
Yeah, I'm still here. KF8FSQ.
Okay, very good. All right, I'm going to hit the road here, but thanks to both for coming back and let me know this is working, and I'll work on my antenna a little bit, but that'll be for another day. All right. Get on the air and This is a great repeater to use. Got a good footprint. 7-3, everyone. Have a great weekend. This is Kurt in Fenton, KD8IWS. Clear.
All right, drive safe out there, Kurt. This is KF8FSQ. Clear.
Good weekend. This is KF8EOP. We'll be listening.
Wind advisory. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Wind advisory. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours.
Cloud. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah,
34 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 31 degrees.